I don't know about you, but I'm Mrs. How can I be more efficient? How can I be more quick? How can I get through this as quickly as possible and move on to the next thing? Fast, 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 fast. And our world encourages it, right? Scroll, 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 quick, 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 move, 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 get it done, get it done, get it done. God, it's hard to get slow, right? Hello, I'm Kate Cocker, and this is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. There's some research done in China recently where researchers from the China Academy of Chinese Medical Sciences took 342 participants with hypertension, where the blood pressure is slightly higher than normal, split them into two groups. Half the participants did Tai Chi for 12 months. Half the participants did aerobic exercise like climbing stairs, jogging, brisk walking, that sort of thing. And after the 12 months, they discovered that the people who'd done Tai Chi, that lovely slow moving exercise, had reduced their blood pressure by 7 points, whereas the other group, the aerobic group, reduced their blood pressure points by about 4 points. I don't know whether in the grand scheme of things that research has shown that cardio or non-cardio or whatever proves to be better or worse. But what I do know is the ability to be slow. I mean, I don't know about you. Do you watch them doing Tai Chi? I think, oh gosh, do they not get bored? My brain's moving far too fast. In fact, it made me laugh the other day. I saw a friend's post on Instagram showing that a friend of hers had become a teacher of, like, I think some sort of yoga or some sort of relaxation class. The strapline was, a class for you if you need rest but you don't know how to rest. I'm now going to classes, for goodness sake, to slow down. It is interesting, though. The power of slow. The power of getting present. And much like when I talk to you about, you know, when you rest and you have these productive nothings, like they are actually there, purposeful nothings that mean that you recharge and recoup. The same thing happens with being slow. There's a great phrase that's been bandied around the CrossFit community over the last few weeks because we've been doing the CrossFit Open. And some of the workouts, you know, you've got to do really quickly, get them through as many moves as you can. And the danger is that you become frantic, and that actually by being frantic, you make things worse. And the phrase goes like this: slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So if you, like me, find it very difficult to go slow, to recharge, to just take your time on something, focus, because you want to get things done quickly, efficiently, productively, then maybe the new phrase for you and I is slow is smooth, smooth is fast. I'll be back tomorrow and on Sunday for you with a journal prompt. Next week includes International Day of Happiness, so we'll be talking a bit about happy and being happy over the next few days. Oh, and I've got Michael Caine involved tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.